The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. As they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to leave everything and follow you. Amen. Let's start off by taking a look at our first reading. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 6. And if you look down to verse 9, we have some verses here that really we need to pay attention to. Verse 9 says, "And he said, 'Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull and stop their ears and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and comprehend with their minds and turn and be healed.' Then I said, 'How long, O Lord?' And he said, 'Until cities lie waste without inhabitant and houses without people and the land is utterly desolate, until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." God is giving a warning to us that if we are not faithful to God, our land will be desolate. He said it to Isaiah, and this is the holy word of God that is still true for us. I drive around right now and I see new construction projects, and I think to myself, what will it be like with all of those buildings empty? This indeed will happen here if we allow the inhumane and evil deportation of migrants. History will judge us as having let another Holocaust happen. I am sick and tired of people blaming our problems on immigrants. That is the exact backward way of thinking. People who come to this country are forced here because our country, the United States, has exploited their homeland. When we passed NAFTA, we decimated the farming industry in Mexico because we subsidize corn farmers. And so every farmer that grew corn in Mexico in the 90s became instantly unemployed, and they came here looking to survive. And then we blame them. We say that they're the criminals, they're the illegal immigrants. Think about this for a second. we're led to believe that people that come into this country irregularly are somehow dangerous. And then we're told we need to get these dangerous people out of here. Well, let me ask you a question. If you've listened to the news at all in the past few years, who was the most dangerous person in Mexico? Who was the most dangerous person that killed people, that sold drugs, that organized crime? They made TV shows about him. What was his name? El Chapo. Where is he? Where? In the United States of America. So if we take the most dangerous person in South America and we bring him here, and then we say, no, the dangerous people we're going to send back. You see, it's a bald-faced lie. If we continue to let this mass deportation happen, hear the words of Isaiah. Our cities will lie waste, without inhabitant. Our houses will be without people. The land will be utterly desolate. The Lord will send everyone far away, and there will be emptiness in the midst of the land. If even a tenth of our population remains, it will be burned again. If we allow this to happen, we are sowing the seeds of our own destruction. Let me put it in other words. Our economy is fundamentally based on immigration. If our population goes down, our economy goes down. If we want our economy to grow, we need our population to grow. Every single developed country on the earth has negative population growth. Did you know without immigration, we don't have enough babies to grow? Our population is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Immigrants are our salvation. They are worth more than gold and silver coming into our country. They are our salvation. The whole thing is completely backwards. So what do? We need to have faith in Jesus. If we take a look at our second reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about, brothers and sisters, the good news that I am proclaiming to you. And then if you skip down to verse 6, Paul says, listening to all the people whom Jesus had appeared to, he says then finally in verse 6, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then all the apostles. Here we go, verse 8. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle. Why? Because I persecuted the church of God. Anyone who goes after immigrants and sends them away is persecuting the church of God. Most immigrants that come to this country are Christian. And so if we allow a government that has gone astray to go after them, they are persecuting the church, just like Paul. So what do we need? We need to repent of our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Anyone who calls Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, anyone who claims to be a Christian, must welcome an immigrant. Because every single immigrant is Jesus. So we must pray that we know Jesus, that we have a personal relationship with Jesus. And we must pray for our leaders, that they would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And do you know what happens when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Well, it tells us right here in the gospel. In the gospel, if you turn and look at Luke chapter 5, and you skip down to the very last verse, verse 11, it says this: when they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. What do you call someone that leaves everything and goes to some other place? an immigrant. If we want to go to heaven, we have to be immigrants. We have to leave everything behind. We have to follow Jesus wherever he leads us. Only then will we know the forgiveness of God, the salvation of God for eternal life. Amen. Please stand as you're able for our...